end the ongoing Yemeni catastrophe now. Years ago, a so-called coalition of 10 Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia launched a military aggression against Yemen, whilst enjoying the active military and political support of the United States of America. The stated goal of this intervention was to restore to power the deposed and fugitive president of the country, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, who was ousted by the Ansarullah and the Yemeni revolutionaries. Explaining the reasons for this step, the then Saudi ambassador to the United States, Adel al-Jubeir, who now occupies the position of the Saudi foreign minister, pointed out that his country was to take whatever steps necessary to protect the people of Yemen from what he unfoundedly claimed as the imminent Iranian danger. The war in Yemen can be viewed as yet another geopolitical conflict, existing largely due to the ongoing Takfiri-made violence. The United States and Saudi Arabia cannot allow Yemen to exist as an independent country. Erroneously assumed protection comes at a cost, with civil infrastructure being destroyed in Yemen, schools and hospitals bombed in broad daylight, as well as the creation of air and sea blockades leading to famine and the absence of even the most needed drugs. At the very least, the ongoing aggression has resulted in approximately 30,000 people being martyred and wounded, with 35% of them being women and children. This figure only takes into account those Yemenis who lost their lives under bombs and shells. Yet, this number must be accompanied by the death toll produced by the artificially induced famine in Yemen. According to UNICEF, every 10 minutes, one Yemeni child dies of malnutrition or disease. This means that at least 50,000 Yemeni children may die in just 1 year. In total, imminent death of starvation is looming over some 12 million people. Moreover, this aggression is being routinely accompanied by the use of prohibited weapons. According to human rights organization Amnesty International, the Saudi coalition continues bombing residential areas of Yemen with cluster munitions. Airports, seaports, roads, mosques, bridges and plants are being systematically destroyed in Yemen. Public and state institutions, including hospitals, schools, archaeological sites and state buildings are also being obliterated. The extensive amount of damage inflicted upon the infrastructure of Yemen has recently been confirmed by the former US ambassador to Yemen, Stephen Sesh. According to the Yemeni public organization known as the Alliance for Progress and Development, over 380,000 homes, 250 hospitals, 800 schools, 280 water treatment facilities, 250 factories, 15,000 markets, 13 ports, 300 fuel filling stations, 1,500 government buildings, and several thousand mosques have all been destroyed by the Saudi air assault on the region's most impoverished nation, that is, Yemen. The Saudi royal family has decided to starve off the opposition in Yemen after the military adventure they began took an undesirable turn, with Saudi Arabia failing to match the Ansarullah resistance movement. Additionally, Riyadh took steps to destroy the Yemeni cash market by occupying the central bank in Aden and refusing to pay salaries of some 1.2 million civil servants, who have been deprived of any income for 6 months straight. All this increases the suffering that the Yemeni population endures. With a total of almost 19 million local residents being in urgent need of assistance, that in the absence of the most vital drugs and medicines and against the backgrounds of hospitals being routinely destroyed, epidemic diseases threaten to sweep over the country, with over 4,000 people having already perished in Yemen as a result of a cholera outbreak. Recently, the conflict has been gaining momentum, with its zone expanding to the territories of neighboring countries, including Saudi Arabia itself. This escalation contributes to an increase in the level of US military activity in this war-torn country. Under the pretext of combating terrorism, Washington has repeatedly deployed its special forces in Yemen. According to the Al Jazeera television network, one mission alone that was launched last January by the Trump administration resulted in American commandos martyring 30 Yemeni civilians, including 10 women and children. In opposition to the self-assumed government of the ousted president Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, who prefers to rule southern Yemen from Riyadh, the popular government of Yemen maintains its base of power in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Resistance forces are mainly composed of the Ansar Allah movement of Yemen and the revolutionaries backed by the Yemeni army. However, there have been signs of internal contradictions existing within the Saudi coalition, with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates being unable to agree on various projects for the future political existence of South Yemen. The United Arab Emirates wants to establish tighter control over the airports in Aden, while strengthening the union of the southern tribes, more specifically of the tribal group known as Barkil. However, the declared ruler of southern Yemen and de facto Saudi protege, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, is perceived in Abu Dhabi as a barrier towards achieving this goal. As the alleged Iranian threat that has been advertised by Riyadh and Washington as the primary cause of their action, it should be noted that Tehran limits its actions to providing moral support to the people of Yemen, which is not aimed at affecting the balance of power within the country in any way. In any case, the Iranians do, to date, have never been caught providing any substantial military support to the Yemeni revolutionaries. The Islamic Republic of Iran has always insisted support for the world oppressed as per its constitution. The current situation in and around Yemen threatens stability of the whole region, which creates a fertile base for terrorism and extremism. Terrorists from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who now control parts of the country, benefit the most from the ongoing Saudi Arabia aggression against Yemen. One cannot help but get the impression that the Saudi royal family is convinced that it can buy off the whole world by making arms deals with the United States, with Britain and France worth billions of dollars. Whilst the world keeps silent regarding the crimes committed by Riyadh. Unfortunately, the international community is clearly not doing enough to stop the bloodshed in Yemen and avoid an imminent humanitarian catastrophe in the country. Officials from various international organizations often take a biased approach by demonstrating double standards and speaking in general ambiguous terms regarding blatant Saudi atrocities in Yemen. More recently, Sana'a's representatives appealed to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, demanding him to replace his special envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, and begin paying closer attention to the humanitarian catastrophe which is unraveling in Yemen. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says Saudi Arabia's devastating war in Yemen is hindering efforts to save Yemeni children from acute malnutrition and deaths caused by preventable diseases. A UNICEF spokesman in Yemen said that the agency has struggled to provide treatment for over 200,000 Yemeni children in the war-hit country who are afflicted with severe or acute malnutrition as a Saudi-led blockade imposed on the country and a shortage of finance are making it increasingly impossible for the agency to carry out its mission in Yemen. Estimates show that a total of 2.2 million Yemeni children are suffering from malnutrition, which is at war. Yemen is at war with militants loyal to the former Saudi-backed president, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, and has been under Saudi Arabia's relentless airstrike since March of 2015. The Yemeni people cannot get medicine or food, whilst Yemeni students cannot leave the country for education abroad. Unfortunately, these facts are not known worldwide. Therefore, the war in Yemen, which has been led for the last 2 years by Saudi Arabia and the United States of America, is dubbed the Forgotten War. However, the international community should not forget about the United Nations resolution banning arms sales to Saudi Arabia, in spite of which Washington and London continue vigorously filling Riyadh with the most modern weaponry, thus encouraging it to perform military actions against its poor southern neighbour. In this situation, there's an urgent need for the international community to take serious effort towards putting an end to the Saudi aggression in Yemen. It is imperative that the global community understands that there is no alternative to a political solution in the Yemeni conflict. Well, dear listeners, that was from an article by Jean Perrier. Jean Perrier is an independent researcher and analyst and a renowned expert on Near and Middle East. Thanks for being with us.